As you begin your tour and move away from our welcome desk, you are entering the original footprint of the house. The large area in front of you was the original kitchen. A 19th century extension transformed the space into the reception room you see today. Start your tour along the wall adjacent to the welcome desk. Several objects associated with Frank Jones, Portsmouth's internationally known brewer in the 19th and early 20th centuries, are also on view here, including a wooden barrel and a cast iron cask from his brewery. Moving further away from the entrance, you'll see the Society's collection of canes displayed in the far corner. Most of these examples, nearly 70 in all, were collected by Charles W. Gray of Portsmouth, and were among the first objects displayed in the house in 1920. A Portsmouth native, Gray and his business partner, Herbert O. Prime, acquired in 1896 what became known as Gray and Prime, major importers of coal and salt on the Portsmouth waterfront. As you continue your way around the room, you'll notice that the space contains a wide variety of objects from the Historical Society's collection, including furniture, portraits, and over on the mantle, a selection of so-called Liverpool jugs and pitchers from the early 19th century, embellished with transfer-printed designs. Such pitchers, made in England at various potteries, were enormously popular in America. Before moving on to the pantry, there are two items you can choose to learn more about in our collections corner. Please click play below the images if you'd like to learn more about Molly's Table, an 18th century table owned by an enslaved woman living in Kittery, or Lobster Pound and Ice Cream Parlor Table and Chairs from the early 1900s. Once you are ready, make your way into the small pantry space.